The function of meditation is to make our mind peaceful and calm. And every moment we're engaging in the mental action of meditation, we are creating action, mental action, karma. We're creating karma to experience mental peace and happiness in the future. So the objects of our meditation should be Lamrim objects. These are the meaningful objects for which, on which we need to focus, because their aim is the permanent liberation of ourself and others from suffering, and the pure and everlasting happiness of enlightenment. So these are the most meaningful objects, because again, in our world, we can meditate on a candle, on the sound of a bell. From a Buddhist point of view, this isn't actually meditation, because meditation is mental awareness. We want, as I've said previously, we want to come in and not be using our eye awareness, our ear awareness. We want to use our mental awareness. So we meditate with our mental awareness. So as you know, from our Kadampa Buddhist books, which include advice on meditation, in every Kadampa book, the functions of meditation are immeasurable. But no one in our world is encouraging us to meditate. So you can ask yourself, does your family, maybe they do, maybe they say, hey, Dad, I don't think you've done your meditation today. And they give us some encouragement. But in general, we're not being encouraged to meditate. In fact, many people think that when you're meditating, you're not actually doing anything. You've sort of opted out and you need to get up and actually do something. So we need to know in our own mind strongly, we need to understand the importance and the power of meditation. So Venerable Geshe-la says, because we do not know the results of meditation, we can neglect or ignore it. If instead, for example, we just study and study, we may become like a learned scholar, but all our knowledge will be intellectual. So this point has also come up previously. Our knowledge will remain in our head and not be in our heart. So when we meditate, we are actually taking the medicine of Kadam Lamrim into our heart, not just thinking about it from the head, but taking it, mixing it with our mind at our heart. Then, if it remains intellectual, our delusions will remain and we will not be able to solve our human problems. So the sign that Dharma is working in our life and our meditation practice is working is that we show the example of someone who loves Dharma, who's trying to practice Dharma, who's solving their problems through Dharma, understanding all the teachings we've received at the festival. I think we can understand how this is the case. So Geshe-la is encouraging us to encourage ourselves to meditate. So our actions can be physical, verbal, or mental. The principal action or activity is mental action. Actions of mind are more important than actions of body and speech. Compared to actions of mind, actions of body and speech have little power. The results of mental actions are hundreds of times greater than the results of physical or verbal actions. So when we hear something like that, we need to contemplate it, like hold it in our heart and think mental actions are hundreds of times more powerful. The actions I engage in with my mind, like meditation, hundreds of times more powerful than the things I say and the things I do with my body. And we let that teaching touch our heart. If we don't contemplate, you know, Geshe-la has been really encouraging us in all his recent teachings, and in particular, making it very clear in Mirror of Dharma. Because Buddha's teachings are profound, we need to contemplate them again and again until the meaning touches our heart. Then we'll value Dharma, and wonderful results will come.